Whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth, it shall be bound also in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth, it shall be loosed also in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, from the earliest times, the Church in Rome celebrated this day as the memory of the day when the Apostle Saint Peter held his first service with the faithful in Rome. That city, Rome, was back then the great capital of the world, and it was a wicked pagan city. But there, Saint Peter soon brought many souls to Jesus. The chair or throne of Saint Peter was located in Rome because he was the bishop there, and all of his successors, called the popes, have ever since sat in Rome, ruling all the faithful there. Even though our Lord Jesus in heaven is the head of the Catholic Church, he uses the Pope to rule and govern the faithful on earth. As you heard from the Gospel, Saint Peter and his successors also get to open and close the doors of heaven. And in this office, they are meant always to show both mercy and justice to sinners, acting as righteous judges of God. To explain how merciful God is compared to men, I'll tell you a story named The Tailor in Heaven. It came to pass that one beautiful day God wished to take a walk in the heavenly garden and took all the apostles and saints with him. God left only Saint Peter in heaven and ordered him not to let anyone in while he was out. So Peter stood by the gate and kept watch. Before long, someone knocked. Peter asked who was there and what he wanted. "I am a poor, honest tailor who is requesting admission," replied a pleasant voice. "You are not honest," said Peter. "You have been sticky-fingered and have robbed people of their cloth. You will not get into heaven. The Lord has forbidden me to let anyone in as long as he is out." "Oh, please be merciful," cried the tailor. "Little scraps that fall off the table by themselves are not stolen and are not worth mentioning. See here, I am limping and have blisters on my feet from walking here. I cannot possibly go back again. Just please let me in." Saint Peter felt sorry of the tailor and opened heaven's gate just wide enough for the tailor to slip himself inside. He had to take a seat in a corner behind the door, and he was told to stay there quietly and peacefully so that the Lord would not notice him when he returned and become angry. The tailor obeyed, but one time when Saint Peter stepped outside the door, the tailor got up and, full of curiosity, looked into every corner of heaven, seeing what was there. Finally, he came to a place where there were many beautiful and costly chairs. At their center was a seat made entirely of gold and set with glistening precious stones. It stood much higher than the other chairs, and a golden footstool stood in front of it. This was the seat on which the Lord sat when he was at home, and from which he could see everything that was happening on earth. The tailor stood still and looked at the seat for a long time, for he liked it better than all the rest. Finally, he could control his curiosity no longer, and he climbed up and sat down on it. From that chair, he saw everything that was happening on earth, and he noticed an ugly old woman who was standing beside a stream doing the laundry, and she secretly set two scarves aside. Seeing this made the tailor so angry that he took hold of the golden footstool and threw it at the old thief through heaven down to earth. Unable to bring the stool back again, the tailor quietly sneaked down from the seat, sat back down in his place behind the door, and pretended that he had done nothing at all. When the Lord God returned with his heavenly attendants, he did not notice the tailor behind the door, but when he sat down on his seat, the footstool was missing. He asked Saint Peter what had happened to it, but Saint Peter did not know. Then he asked if he had admitted anyone to heaven. I know of no one who has been here, answered Peter, except for one tailor who is still sitting behind the door. Then the Lord had the tailor brought before him and asked him if he had taken the footstool and where he had put it. O Lord, answered the tailor joyously, in my anger I threw it down to earth at an old woman whom I saw stealing two scarves while doing the laundry. And the Lord said, O you scoundrel, if I were to judge as you judge, how would it have gone with you? I would have long since had no chairs, benches, seats, no, not even a stove poker, but would have thrown everything down at the sinners. You can no longer stay in heaven, but must go outside the gate again. From there, watch where you are going. Here no one gives out punishment except for me alone, the Lord. Peter had to take the tailor out of heaven again, and because his shoes were worn out and his feet were covered with blisters, he took a stick in his hand and went to wait a while, as they call the purgatory. Dear children, God always shows true justice and mercy. In the confessional, the priest uses the same power as the apostles did to forgive your sins. And in the pulpit, they preach the same doctrine about Jesus as Saint Peter did in Rome thousands of years ago. Today we also start our week of prayer and pray for all those misguided souls who do not hear to this preaching about Jesus and do not belong to the Church of God, the Catholic Church. Make this a good week of prayer, children, and also a week of thanksgiving, that instead of throwing his heavy chair down from heaven to crush you, God has established his church and given you priests so that you can have your sins forgiven and claim your very own seat in the kingdom of heaven. God bless you.